CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight we will begin with our pre-net check-ins. First on that list is Mr. Andrew, W2AMD. And then we'd like to welcome Mail, K4XMR. Next is Don, KG4BFI. And he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. Then we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW. And next is Mr. Andy, KI4LZI. Then we'd like to welcome Michael, KQ4ESO. Next is John, KN4RJN. Next, we'd like to welcome Jim, N4JRB. And then we'd like to welcome Tony, N4ASW. And he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK. Next, we'd like to welcome Pat, K4OSH. Next on our list is Bill, KC4W. And then we'd like to welcome Bob, KI4LJG. Next on there, Scott, K4XYM. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH. To welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM. Then we'd like to welcome Leon, NC9V. And he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ. And last on our pre-net check-ins is Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. That is one of our Monday night net controllers. He calls the first two Monday nights. And he will be calling tomorrow night. So just a reminder to stop by and check in with him. And with that concludes our pre-net check-ins. So we will pause here, and we'll see if we got any new hams, new amateur radio operators only. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume that we don't have any there ready to check in tonight. If you do, please don't hesitate. Check in with us. We'd love to have you and welcome you to the group. And with that, tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Name Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
For HKX. Kipper voting on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KP2BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little boy, Joey. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
We'll pause here and we'll welcome this fine group in. First on there is Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They make their home down in Piedmont. And Rick, thank you for stopping by, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, over in Easley. And Dave, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. And just a reminder that if you've got anything you want to buy, sell, or trade, looking for, or interested in, just stop by on Wednesday night and get with Gary, and he will see what he can do to help you out. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, and they make the home down in Easley. And Gary, thank you for stopping by and bringing you and Miss Joy in. I do appreciate that. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. That pause will assume we got everybody for the first pass. We'll move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Keller. Good to hear you tonight, Patrick. We'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up there in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. And looks like you got the Echo 2 Hotel to yourself tonight. We'll give it one more try and see if we can get somebody. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're moving on up to India 2 Lima. India 2 Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James from this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Kilo 4, HKX. Familiar voice on a Sunday evening. Thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. And I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, over there in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, to make the home down in Greer, and for comment shortly. Just bear with me, we'll get to you. And with that, we're going to pause right here for a moment, and we're going to catch our Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only, Echo stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, good evening, Patrick. Check in, KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself. All the net, no traffic, no comments. However, Patrick, I do have an announcement to make.
All right, we'd like to welcome KA4, PQA. That's Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, would you like to go ahead with your announcement now?
Affirmative, Patrick. I can't do that now. Patrick, for yourself and all of the others on net, we will be having a ham fest in Greenwood next year in January. More information and details will follow. However, you can also monitor our website, w4gwd.org. That is Whiskey 4, GulfWhiskeyDelta.org. But again, Patrick, we will be having a ham fest here in Greenwood. We will be having a ham fest in Greenwood again. But again, Patrick, we will be having a ham fest in Greenwood next year.
Somebody on frequency, but getting back to that. Stephen, thank you for your announcement, and good to hear that Greenwood Club is going to have a ham fest next year in January. I know y'all didn't this year, so I do appreciate that, and as time gets closer, I'm sure you'll bring us more announcements on that. Does anyone need any feels on it for now?
Patrick, if you will, be sure and pass this information along to the other. Pass this information along to all the other frequencies net controllers.
Yes, sir, Stephen. I'll make sure to pass it along. And thank you again for bringing us that information. It'll be good to meet up with you for a change, meet you face to face. So thank you for bringing that to us. And with that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control.
This is Stephen, KA4PQA. Were you able to get our club website copy down that I mentioned to you?
Stephen, I did not, but I was going to look it up. But if you want to give it to me again, I will write it down.
Affirmative, Patrick. You can easily find it by googling it. But our club website is Whiskey 4 Golf Whiskey Delta. That is W4GWD.org.
Thank you for that, Stephen. I got it wrote down. Then I will pass that information along. And when you get a date set, come back to us and let us know, and we'll monitor it on the website, and so we can keep everybody updated on that. But thank you for bringing it by and making it known, so everybody can start making plans. I know a lot of hamfests are getting ready to start, and looking forward to them to get out and shake hands and meet people again. So thank you again for that, Stephen.
Not a problem, Patrick. I thought I'd go and let you know now. Before it slipped my mind. But with that, Patrick, I'll turn it back over to you. KA4PQA.
Thank you, sir. And again, thank you for bringing that information. But we're going to try one more time. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
Joel. Check in, Joe. Kilo 4 Juliet Delta. And.
Hope you and Miss Lee got through the minute up here. Good evening to you and Miss Lee. Hope you have a good night. Sound like you got a good one started here. Hope you and the family all have a good week. And hope everybody on that has a great week. And good evening tonight. W4IOE. Thank you, Patrick. No traffic, no comment.
All right. We'd like to welcome Mr. Joe, KK4JD. Down there in Greer. And Joe, thank you for being patient there and coming back in here. So I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, over there in Fletcher. And Sid, good to hear you tonight. I hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week also. And just a reminder for everyone on frequency, Sid calls the Sunday Night Net over on the 146.640 machine. It does have a tone of 91.5. It starts at 8 o'clock, and that is a good place to go get your radio warmed up to come over here and check in. And I know Sid would love to have you, and you will be lots of good information and lots of good people on that net also. So, Sid, thank you for stopping by, sir, and do appreciate you always being loyal to check in over here also. And with that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
Check in Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Foxtrot Kilo. This is Gavin down in Taylor's.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gavin, KQ4, KFK, down there in Taylor's. And Gavin, good to hear you again. And was a pleasure meeting you there a couple weeks ago. So I do appreciate you coming by tonight. And hopefully things have not been very busy for you. I know what you do for a living, so hopefully things have been nice and calm for you. All right. Gavin, if that was you trying to come back in here, you're not quite making a repeater, and I know you're probably on your HT. So I do appreciate you checking in here with me, though. All right, with that, we're going to move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
I would like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down there in Simpsonville. Lloyd, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate you coming in here also. And with that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. This is W4NTQ. This ain't working. No traffic. I'm out here, but it's so low.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ, down there in Simpsonville. And Eddie is our resident elder at 99 years old. So, Eddie, thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. And glad you're hanging around to listen to the net. Enjoy checking you in, sir. And with that, we will try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we assume we got everybody for that pass. And we'll move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick. And all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
HKX. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet, Bill, and Capman. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have had a wonderful weekend. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. And Chris, I hope you've had a good weekend, and thank you and Tom for stopping by and checking in with us. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KK4TRJ, down there in Cowpens. And Bill, thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. I do appreciate each and every one of you checking in with me. And pleasure to check you in. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. This is again Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
UBD, Kilo 4, Uniform, Bravo, Delta. Just rest.
November 4, Romeo, Lima, Foxtrot, and 4, RLF, Roger, and Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
We'll pause here and we'll recognize this group. First on there is K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy down there in southern Greenville County. Tommy, thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KN4VWA, down there in Inman. And Steve, I'm pretty sure you were on your HT tonight, but you were way down in the noise tonight, but I was able to get you out. And thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. And I hope you and the missus have had a wonderful weekend. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Jan, K4UBD, down there in Traveler's Rest. And Jan, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, ma'am, for stopping by. It's a pleasure to check you in. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Roger, N4RLF, down there in Seneca. And Roger, you got a really good signal from Seneca, so whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And thank you for stopping by tonight, sir, and checking in with me. Again, I do appreciate each and every one of the check-ins. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Uniform November, Bill and Mills River, and good evening to you, Patrick, and I'll be negative and negative.
KX. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative. Over. KX. November Yankee 4 Golf, name is Ariel, locations Travelers Rest, negative and negative. Thank you, Patrick.
Give me your call sign one more time, please, sir. I'm drawing a blank on it tonight.
Yankee 4 Golf.
Sorry about that, Ariel. All right, we'd like to pause here and we'll welcome this fine group in. First, there is KB2GUN up in Mills River. And Bill, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by over here on the 610. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down there in Taylor's. And Gene, good to hear you, and thank you, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ariel, NY4G. And Ariel is our Tuesday night net controller. And Ariel, again, I apologize for messing your call sign up there. That is my fault. Just couldn't get it tonight. I don't know why. But thank you, sir, for coming back by here and correcting me on that. And Ariel makes his home down in Traveler's Rest. And I know he would love to have you check in with him on Tuesday night and help us get all the numbers we can for these nets. And with that, we will try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. That's KD4, SRR Robert. On the road in Lawrence County. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. And that is all.
Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Maria. Negative and negative.
KX. Patrick, if you would, please check in. WW4JET. It's Whiskey 4. Julia Echo Tango Matthew here, Northern Pickens. No traffic tonight, no round table. And thanks for calling that, Patrick. Have a good night.
All right, we'd like to welcome KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert down there, Mobile in Lawrence County. And Robert, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. And you be safe out there on the road. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KO4YHY, down there in Berea. And Jim, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthews, WW4JET, down there in Pickens. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. And maybe we'll catch you in the morning on the way into work. And thanks for stopping by tonight, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. With that, we'll assume we got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, hello, Patrick. This is KK4JBQ. Well, I like Sundays. I really do. Just starts off real good, you know, with a nice church service. And weather was extraordinary today. I'll take more summer like this. Of course, you know, it's not going to be such a nice day all summer. But we take what we get and be happy with it. Oh, so tell me now, how is your day, Patrick? You and Elise have a, well, let's say your midday meal. That's always good to talk about. KK4JBQ.
Okay, we had a out-of-school picnic for the kids. It was supposed to be a picnic, but it unfortunately rained most all day up here. So it was a cool, rainy day. Not a heavy rain, just a steady rain. Nice to be sitting out on the front porch and just listening to it rain. And but we had a, so we moved it to the gym at the high school and let the kids run and play in there. And the adults sit around and watch them and laugh at them and carry on conversations. And we had hot dogs and barbecue and chips and desserts and all the fixings to make you feel like you've ate way too much and enjoyed yourself.
Good news. It is good to be around children. I don't have that privilege, not having any children of my own. I don't have any grandchildren. Don't expect any. And so it's good to be around the little ones, although I'm a little out of practice, you know. And I think the best thing to do is just, listen. I remember when I was a child, I wanted people to listen, but I was not encouraged to speak. I had things going on in my head all the time. But I wasn't welcomed to talk. Now, that sounds weird to some people today, I'm quite sure. But I'm a child of the 50s. I was a child then in the 50s. And my folks were raised that way, and they felt that I turned out all right if they raised me like they were raised, you know. And I guess there's nothing wrong with that, except that I was one of those seen and not heard kids. I'm making up for it. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, you give me a good chuckle on the end of that one there. And I'll have to say that when I was with my dad and my stepmother, they wanted you to not be seen or heard, so we were not encouraged to speak or anything. You were to be a statue. And you know how that went over for two adolescent boys. So we'll just leave it at that. It didn't go so well, but I'm still here.
Well, it sounds like we grew up similarly. I had a younger brother, and we didn't get into trouble together. He got into trouble and blamed me for it. And he was very successful at doing that. Matter of fact, my mama came up with, and I don't know where she pulled this out, she came up with a way of ensuring to get the right one. She just whipped us both. I don't know how many times I just hated when I heard her say that. And she'd follow through, you know. I don't know which one of you knocked that off. Broke my, what's it call it? And it just flamed in pieces. And you thought you'd hide the pieces? Come on now, you know. That's how my mama would talk. And she says, well, I don't know, and neither one of you would tell on the other. Or something, you know. That was mostly it. I wouldn't tell on him, and he returned the favor. So he didn't figure out. He was 3 years younger. He couldn't figure out that that meant that both of us would get a woman, you know. Anyway, we got through childhood, and I went on to be me, and he went on to be him. And he didn't change much. I changed a lot, I think. And, for one thing, I found this hobby and I found my voice in a way, you know. I also did some other things that convinced me that I had a voice. And, so that was That was many long years ago, generations of people ago. You know, the generations, they give them letters of the alphabet now. Now, I know we're up to Z. Does anybody know what comes next in an alphabetical listing? Now, that puzzles me. KK4JBQ.
Larry, I have no idea what comes next. But at the rate the generations are going, it probably won't be good. Hopefully it makes a turn here for the better soon. But, yeah, my brother, I have a younger brother also. Actually, I have a brother and then a half-brother. And when we were down in Texas with my dad, the half-brother was there. But when we were up here, it was just me and my brother. And we were fairly close in age. He was just a year younger than I was. And we were thick as thieves when it comes to getting into trouble. And he would do things to get me in trouble also, because I'm the oldest out of all of us. And I got the same treatment from Mom. She just, okay, I'm going to fix this, I'll wear you both out. And so it was an interesting childhood, and to be honest with you, I don't think I would change any of it. I didn't enjoy all of it. Even looking back, still don't enjoy all of it, but it's made me who I am today.
Yeah, I understand exactly where you're coming from, and I agree. I feel much the same way. I'd be afraid to go back and change anything. You know, there's all kinds of scenarios, even movies made, of people who want to go back to a certain period or a certain time in their life and change something. When one little change could mean untold, maybe you wouldn't make it, you know, as far as the second time, you know. So I've... If I live through this month, I will be 73. You know, really, I used to wonder at this. People who get older don't mind telling people. Maybe you're proud of it. I mean, that could be it. You're proud of it. Proud to be here. I'd like to have a conversation with Eddie. I really would. Eddie's, for those who may not know, I don't know anybody around that doesn't know that Eddie is our senior, most senior, I should say, ham radio operator. He came to our attention a few months back and announced on his first QSO with us that he was 99 going on 100. Well, oh, gee. And so October 20th, Eddie will be 100. If you're listening, Eddie, we all think about you quite often, and wish you well, wish you all the way into the next century if you can make it, possibly make it. Best wishes to you. Well, anyhow, if you could change anything, it would be unknown ramifications, no doubt. So just accept what has occurred. Get on your knees and pray for forgiveness of those things that you didn't have the good sense to change in you know, at the time. then you'll be all right. You know, we're told we'll be all right. And just from the today forward, be the best you can be. Yeah. That's simply said, isn't it? Be the best you that you can be. That requires a lot of consideration, almost moment by moment. Consider what you're wrapped up in, consider what you're about to do, what your plans are, and proceed from there. It's the best anybody can do, isn't it? But anyway, I'm proud to be here and to have lived this long. I hope to live a good. I've been blessed with good health. I've got a few fillings in my teeth, and that's just about it. Never had a broken anything. was in the hospital for and went to the doctor. Went to the hospital for a injury in a football practice. Well, Mama told me no more football, and I've never seen a hospital since. So I got to say, a lot of people are troubled by such things, and I'm probably at you know, at this age, those things are winding down, and everybody's time is short. There's no doubt about that. My dad wanted to live till he was 1,000 years old. Now, he told me from time to time what he would do if he should be blessed to live 1,000 years. Now, my dad didn't make it, but I often refer back to those things that he said he would do. And it would be tough to get all that done in one lifetime. But you can get as much done as you dare do, you know. He wanted to build his own house out of stone. And my dad was a good mason. And he built a lot of stone, this and that, for people. But he wanted to build his own house. He knew that would take a long time. Maybe that's how that fit into this scenario. But other things, you know, the people that he'd like to meet and things like that. It was a good conversation, a good topic. A little bit of fantasy going on there, I suppose. But if you could, you know, just think of what you would do if you had the time. Now, put no number on it. What would you do if you had the time? That'd be a good question. I'll just toss that to you, Patrick. If you had the time, what would you like to accomplish? One thing. KK4JBQ.
KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
And well, Larry, I don't even know where to start with that one. I don't know what the one goal in my lifetime would be if I had the time and the ability to just do it. I'm not sure where I would go.
I thought of one for you in the meantime. This is one that has escaped me, and I've already explained why. But wouldn't it be marvelous if you could live and have good health to see your grandchildren and to play with them? You know, show them how to play with marbles. You know, I played with marbles when I was a child. Perhaps you did too, but people don't do that anymore. Dirt. I like that part. Get down on your knees and play in the dirt. And skill, you know. Recognizing differences between the marbles. Differentiation, that's a pretty good thing. Any teacher would tell you that. You need to be able to differentiate. Oh, I don't know. That's just something that we all know. KO4NUE, who just recently become a grandfather, and I'm just wildly impressed with how excited the man is. His first grandchild is just like, it's like climbing to the top of the flagpole, you know, making it all the way up there, and he don't want to come down. He does not want to come down. You put grandfathers out there, you know what I'm talking about. And Chad is, he's quite a nice fella. I'd have to recommend as anybody's friend. He strikes me as that kind of person. He is anybody's friend. Well, okay. We're now past the three-quarter hour, and I just had a very good day. And I'm glad you made a good day out of a rainy one. It sounds like you had a good day, too. Patrick, thank you again for calling the net, and I'll let you get back to it. Maybe you got somebody else lined up, or you got many more check-ins. I hope. This is KK4 JBQ. Back to you, Patrick. More time and see if we got anything, anybody out there, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HK. Alright, with that pause, I'm going to assume we've got everybody for now, so I'm going to have I missed anyone for comments or check, please call KO4HK. Hopefully y'all can hear me. I do appreciate everybody coming by tonight, and it is a pleasure to check all of you in and to spend this hour or so on Sunday night with you, and I do appreciate it. And I invite you to come by tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on the same frequency and check in with Mr. Duncan. I know he would love to have you, and he runs a good net, so I invite you to come by and check in with him. And with that, I'm going to send my net report an hour ago shortly. Coming by and checking in with us tonight. And Dave, I don't know if you're getting that transmitted across there or not. If not, let me know. This is KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2 internet with our thanks for check-in. We will now consider fear to normal amateur. 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.